Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on believing God for healing was recorded at our 2018 Chicago Gospel Truth Conference. And now, here's Andrew.
You know, I don't work with metal well. I do a lot of stuff with wood. I make my belt buckles. I make all kinds of things. I love working with wood. I don't work with metal. But did you know electricity doesn't flow through wood the same as it flows through metal? It might be easier for me to just build wires, build conduits out of wood because I like working with that. But you know what? Electricity won't flow through it. It doesn't matter what I think. I have to learn how things work and cooperate with it. And if I want electricity to flow through my buildings, I have to use copper or something that conducts the current. Doesn't matter whether I like it or not. Those are the laws. I'm telling you how the kingdom works. You may not like it, and you may think, well, this is too hard. Well, it's just the way it is. And if you ignore it, you're going to kill yourself. And I'm telling you, this is what's happening. The reason people are sick, the reason people aren't getting well is because they do not know or they ignore these laws. They don't think it's that important. But I'm telling you, there are laws that govern how the kingdom works. And I've only talked about a few of them. Man, there's dozens, maybe 100 things that God has shown me about how the power of God is revealed. And you know what? There may be 100 things that I don't know. I'm not saying I figured it all out. But there's laws. Did you know electricity has been on the earth since God created it? In one thunderstorm, there is enough electricity to power New York City for over a year. Electricity has been here. They could have been using electricity 5,000 years ago if they knew the laws and how to work it. It's not God that just created electricity a couple of hundred years ago. It's been here. It's just us that are learning how to use it. It's just us that learned how to use wireless technology and phones. And now you can hold two phones up next to each other and what's in one phone will go into the other. That seems nearly like a miracle, but that's been capable for ever since God created the earth. It was just our ignorance about it that kept it from working. It doesn't mean that Leonardo da Vinci, who lived in the 1500s, was bad or evil or ignorant. The guy was brilliant, but he didn't know the things that I know about a cell phone. He doesn't know what I know about electricity, and because of it, he didn't use it. It doesn't mean that you're a bad person. It doesn't mean that you've sinned, but there are laws, and I guarantee you, God is not going to supersede His laws just because you would rather watch As the Stomach Turns than study the Word. You're going to have to get into the Word of God and learn what these things are. You need to come to Bible college. We'll teach you these things. Amen. I guarantee you, you can't come to Bible college and leave the same. You'll either get mad and leave or you'll get changed. But man, God is faithful. God has never failed to one of us. He's already healed you. By His stripes you were healed. If that healing hasn't manifested, it's you that hadn't connected the wires. It's you that doesn't understand. And I've just shared a few little things with you tonight, but that's enough for most people to understand why it's not working better. Because we aren't speaking the Word of God and we allow so much trash to be spoken over us. We listen to so much bad stuff. It says in 1 Corinthians 15:33, be not deceived, evil communications corrupt good manners. If you're saying, well, it doesn't bother me. I can watch all of this, you know, rape and murder and lying and killing, and it just doesn't bother me the way it bothers you. You're deceived. Be not deceived. Evil communication corrupts good manners. If you think that it's not corrupt in you, you're already corrupted. That's tight, but it's right. Man. If what I'm saying is true, brothers and sisters, then, man, we need to be on a crash course into the Word of God. And not only that, but we need to withdraw from religious stuff that is countering the Word of God, from this world system, from the pollution, from the corruption that's within it. It says that Lot, a righteous man, vexed his own soul from day to day living among people with their unlawful deeds. And the word vexed is a demonic term. It's talking about demonic stuff. We are allowing the devil to have access to us through all of the unbelief, the doubt, the terrible things that we hear. And man, you need to be careful what you hear, because with what you hear, it's going to be given more to you. Amen. Father, we just thank you for these truths. I share these things with my brothers and sisters, and I pray for those who have ears to hear, that they would hear, that they would take this instruction, and that we would make adjustments, and we would change our lifestyle, that we would change what we say, what we listen to, that, Father, we would begin to speak your word, that we would begin to speak your word to our problem and do what the word of God says. I pray tonight that, Father, people who haven't yet seen the supernatural power of God manifest would begin to recognize the supernatural raising from the dead power that is in their mouth for good, and that they would begin to speak these things out and call those things that are not as though they were, that they would speak your power into manifestation, that they would condemn the weapons that have been formed against them and cast down those thoughts and all of these things. Thank you, Father. Father, we just agree, and I believe that you are touching people's hearts, that people will go out of here and start closing the door to Satan so that he isn't able to access them, that they will quit cooperating and consenting unto him and giving him authority over them by the things that they say and the things that they listen to and think. That, Father, we would hear the word of God and act on it. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. You know, I believe every person in here, nobody does this perfectly. I don't do it perfectly. But there are some of you in here that this is not like you've heard this before and you just haven't been doing it as diligently as you should. There's some of you in here that this is completely opposite everything you've ever been taught and everything you've ever done. And man, you just speak negatively all of the time. It's your lifestyle. If there were 99 things right and one thing wrong, you will speak on the negative. You will magnify it and speak it out your mouth. And you need to repent. And so what I want to do right now is just give an invitation and say, if that's you, if you would be honest, again, everybody could respond to some degree, but I'm talking about people that this is a revelation to you. This is the first time you've ever seen and understood what I'm talking about, and you need to repent. You've never seen this before. You've never dealt with it. Man, you need to repent. I want to ask you to be bold enough to just stand right where you are, and I'm going to lead you in a prayer of repentance, and we're going to quit speaking this doubt and unbelief and start speaking life. If that's you, just be bold. Stand right where you are. And I know that in church, most of the time we say, let's everybody bow their head and close their eyes because we don't want anybody to be embarrassed. Man, if you can't stand here in front of your brothers and sisters who are praying for you and who will rejoice with you, you'll never make it out in the world. I want you to stand while everybody's head is up and their eyes are open so that you get the maximum humiliation out of this. Amen. I'm going to specifically pray this won't work if you're seated. You got to stand to receive this. Amen. I knew there were some people that were going to bootleg this prayer, but it doesn't work that way. You got to stand to receive this prayer. Father, I just thank you for these brothers and sisters that have humbled themselves. Father, your word says to confess our faults one to another and pray one for another that we may be healed. Father, these people have boldly stood and confessed that, Father, they've just been spewing out all of their fears, their doubts. They've been speaking negatively instead of using their power of their tongue in a positive way, and they've humbled themselves. And so, Father, we are now praying for our brothers and sisters who are standing, and we believe that right now this is over. You said in John 8:32 that we shall know the truth and the truth shall make us free. Your word is truth. Father, we've spoken truth, and I believe that people are being freed right now. That this ignorance, the lack of knowledge is gone. That, Father, you will burn these truths into their hearts so deeply that they won't ever forget this. Father, just like David said, set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the doors of my lips. Father, we pray that prayer and believe that as we leave this place, that the Holy Spirit is going to convict us every time we begin to start speaking our doubts and our fears. And that, Father, we will be arrested and stop it, and instead we'll speak life. So we pray for them, Father, and believe that this is going to be a turning point in their life. We don't deny that we have problems. We don't deny that things may be bad, but we deny that that's all there is. And we are going to speak forth what you've said, what you've put on the inside of us. And I believe, Father, this is a turning point in their lives. I believe they'll never be the same. Now, Father, we just thank you, and we use our tongue for life. We speak life over us. We renounce the doctor's prognosis. We renounce what other people have said, the sympathy and the pity that they've given us. And we say in the name of Jesus that by the stripes of Jesus, we've already been healed. That this healing power has been placed on the inside of us. That this raising from the dead power is there. And now we release it with our tongue. We speak to our bodies. We speak to pain. We speak to cancer. We speak to deafness, blindness, heart problems, whatever it is. You use your tongue and talk right now. Satan, we speak to you. We command you to leave us. Body, we command you to respond. Amen. Let's everybody stand now. I'm going to start praying for all of us. Father, we just receive these healing powers, all of these things. People with shoulder problems, back problems, up here in the upper part of your back. You're being healed right now. I want to ask our prayer ministers to come stand down here.
This live series was recorded at our 2018 Chicago Gospel Truth Conference and includes three sessions taught by Keith Moore. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM302 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries.
I'd like to remind you that today is the last day that we're going to make this product available to you. And I really believe it's important for you to get this. My partners have enabled me to do that. And today will be our last day to offer this individual teaching. So please listen to our announcer as he gives the information about how you can get these materials, and then call or write today.
The fourth CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who were not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the fourth CD when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111. Or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Also, be sure to check out the TV broadcast link to find out about the Gospel Truth TV program in your area. Remember, your donations to this ministry keep Gospel Truth on this station Monday through Friday. We hope to hear from you today.